Welcome again. It's Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com, with another wine review podcast. For a wine that, like always, we wrote up on the cheapwinefighter.com website. And then things we don't write there, we talk about here. And this one is a wine from Aldi, $7.99 wine. It's called the Outlander Meritage Paso Robles 2021. Meritage means Bordeaux blend. There is an actual organization, a trade organization, wine organization in California that you have to pay a license for. You can't just put Meritage on the label of your wines. You have to pay them, which we'll talk about in a minute or two. And I guess these are Bordeaux blends. The Meritage Organization Alliance, I think it's called, does Bordeaux grape education, and they do advances in the vineyard and winemaking process. It's about advancing these grapes, which is a good thing. But they use Meritage, which is merit and heritage, I guess, so they don't have to say Bordeaux. If you're trying to compete with them, you don't want to be pushing them. So this wine, this is a $7.99 Aldi wine. They paid some kind of monetary thing to put the name on there, which is always surprises me, especially when you got these value-priced wines that are coming in at a really low price, if they would add that to it, which kind of tells you maybe they're trying to do the right thing with these wines, and that's good. If this is a wine that's been around, I think, since this wine brand for Aldi has been around, I think the first one was a 2013 vintage, if I'm not mistaken. And in the past, they were made by some entity of Coppola Wines. The back label still says Geyserville, California, which is in Sonoma. But when you go to the California Wine Cola, the California Wine Cola is the board that approves labels. And you can usually figure out if the label gets approved in California, and a lot of time Washington State wines get approved there too. It tells you who sent the bottle in to be approved. And this one is Sheed Family Vineyards, who makes a lot of wines for Aldi and some for Trader Joe's too, and they're out of Monterey. They do the don't mind if I do no sugar wines, and they do a lot of William Wright wines. There's a lot of wines there that they do for Aldi. Aldi owns a trademark in the name. So that way, if they ever have to change the deal, they can still do it. And this is one of their tried and true producers. I'm going to take a sip. Yeah, the more it opens up, the better it tastes. It's nice. The grapes here they don't use all five of the Bordeaux-approved grapes. They don't use Cabernet Franc. They use Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot, Merlot, and Malbec. In the past, they used to use Cabernet Franc in those, but with the different producers. So this is probably different vineyards, probably different winemakers, probably everything different. So if you like the Outlander wines in the past, because they are, the bottles look nice, there's this man, probably an Australian man in a duster out back in the outlands, walking, and it's kind of like in a dream-like state. The packaging's fine. And this is $7.99, and one thing that's kind of interesting for a $7.99 wine, this is a medium to full-bodied wine with lots of flavor. It's very dark, not super intense, but it's dark. And it's bold, but balanced. I'm going to take another sip. Yeah, as it opens up, the mid-palate kind of keeps on going a little more. It's got some good length in the mid-palate. You're getting more red fruit on the mid-palate, strawberries and, cherries and that type of thing, along with some blueberries. Up front, it's intense blackberry with maybe black pepper and, maybe some plums, some spices, maybe a little bit of a dark chocolate, not milk chocolate, dark, bitter chocolate. Yeah, so it's not a bad wine. Finding a full-bodied, bold, red blend for $7.99 was something that would be almost impossible 5 years ago. And here it is, it's sitting on the shelf of your Aldi. You know, it's like, you know, it's ridiculous, actually. I mean, because this is, you know, it used to have to spend $15 to get a full-bodied Boulder wine, and this is perfectly fine. You know, these wines are nice red wines. They're just, there's nothing wrong with them. They're just, I mean, is it your taste or is not your taste? Basically, is it? Because they do well. They do what they're supposed to do. It's well worth $7.99. I mean, it tastes great. And so it's a bargain. I mean, it's just a really nice wine. I mean, can it compete with $25 wines that have gone through a more extracted process and a maybe fancier oak barrel regimen and all that type of thing? Maybe. It depends on what you like. But it's not supposed to. For a value-priced wine, it kind of checks off all the boxes. You know, it just does exactly what it's supposed to do. $7.99. I'll say it again. Outlander Meritage Paso Robles 2021. I can't off the top of my head remember exactly what it was when some entity of Coppola Wines made it. I'm pretty sure I liked it. And now that Sheet Family Vineyards makes it, I'm pretty sure I like this one too. It's another thing, these inexpensive wines, make sure you open up. Sometimes, like on your second glass, all of a sudden there's flavors coming out you don't know about. So, you know, pour your glass. If you got time, pour your glass half hour ahead before you drink it. Just let all the air get in there and all the flavors come out. So that's it for me, Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. Like us, we like your podcast. It does help things out. Just, I mean, even if you don't listen to them on Apple Podcast or Spotify, pushing the button and telling them you do, it works. So that's it for me. Stay safe, stay warm and cool, because it's getting hotter out there. And I'll be talking to everybody else, to everybody in a couple of days with some new wines. So adios, keep it cheap, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.